We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, more on this in a minute, but it's very important for Sean to give us a list.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
How about the best five running mates not named Aaron Rodgers?
But it could, by the way, Aaron Rodgers could eventually make the list I'm about to give you. First, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Today's list is the top five former New York athletes that are dead to us. So Rodgers running for president, he eventually can make the list. Here we go.
Here we go!
The anti-dead to us list as a president.
Oh, if he gets four snaps with the Jets and is a vice president, I think he's dead to us.
Number five.
Number five is Randy Johnson. Yankee killer against them, Yankee killer with them.
No.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
I apologize. I am so...
I know you're lost. By the way, this is just me to the audience. We have lost Evan with good reason.
I could literally say whatever the hell I want on the radio right now, right, and Evan, I have no clue.
Think about this. Think about Evan Roberts' interests. An independent, RFK Jr., Aaron Rodgers, and a former wrestler. That is Evan Bingo.
And all what right. I just said to Evan in his ear is he has to capture the first time Joe Beningo finds out this news for several reasons.
Oh, my God. We should call Joe.
I almost want to call him right now and tell him.
Because he's going to find out tomorrow. We got to call Joe. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Tom Glavine. Met killer against them. Met killer with them.
Oh, yes. By the way, Tom Glavine is all over my book, My Mets Bible, scoring 30 years of Mets baseball fandom, which you can pre-order on Amazon right now. And there is an audiobook. I'm in the process of recording it. That won't be out till early May. But if you want to hear my sexy voice tell stories about the Mets, My Mets Bible. Tommy Glavine. Dead to us.
All right.
Number three.
Brett Favre. Never really wanted to be a Jet. Teased with a good season, hid that he was hurt, and then went and had a better season with the Vikings the year later.
Yeah, you could probably just leave him off.
The thing about former Packers, not putting their priorities here. All right.
Number two.
Saquon Barkley. If he wasn't after first signing with the Eagles, he is now dead to us coming back after Tiki. Screw you, Saquon.
What number are we up
context
to?
Matters.
That's two, Evan.
Oh, that's
number,
two. Okay.
Number one is next.
All right.
Number one.
It's John Tavares. Totally screwed the Islanders. They didn't trade him. Spit in their face with pajamas. That's Cinco de Fivo today and every day at 5 o'clock, but we have an election to prepare for, so I'll leave it
there. Mr. Kennedy is expected to name his running mate in the coming weeks ahead of deadlines in states that requires him to have a vice presidential pick to petition for ballot access. He initially ran for president as a Democrat. I told you about that earlier, but announced in October that he would run as an independent instead, accusing Democrats of corruptly blocking his challenge to Mr. Biden. In recent months, Mr. Kennedy and his camp have approached at least a half dozen people with varying degrees of formality to gauge their interest in serving as his running mate. So he's approached a bunch of people, but according to this, Aaron Rodgers has shown interest. The involvement of Mr. Rodgers, who is expected to start for the New York Jets this fall, at the height of the campaign season, or of Mr. Ventura, could add star power and independent zeal to Mr. Kennedy's outsider bid. This is unbelievable.
Hmm. Off-season week where we need Pat McAfee.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers on McAfee right now. It'd be amazing.
If you play Aaron Rodgers bingo at home, and you're like, okay, he hasn't been in the news for a while. Because we really haven't talked about it. Other than that four more years comment he said about a week ago, we haven't mentioned Aaron Rodgers. And I said to you, I'm going to give you choices. Give you some options on what Aaron's going to do to get in the news. I could have given you 500
different
options.
But I don't
feel
like this was him trying to get in the news.
No, this is, well,
I feel like this was some private conversations that he's having about other interests in his life that just got leaked to the media. and now, or maybe intentionally leaked. I'm not saying it's a bad
thing. Dude, Mr. Kennedy has confirmed he talks to Rodgers basically all the time, quote, pretty continuously
right.
for the past month. So
my question is, does Aaron want this to happen like this? Like, did he want this to come out this way?
He wants it out there that he's considering it, yes. Now, I'll make you a prediction because I've had a good 5 minutes now to think this over.
Right.
I think I have formed...
I got to dig deeper, but go
ahead. You want to dig deeper?
All right, go ahead.
I think I have formed an opinion, all right? First of all, I love my country. And if I really felt, which I am not there yet, that the Kennedy-Rogers ticket was our best hope, then I would put my country ahead of my sports fandom. Okay, so that's number one.
Right? Wow, good
I
for
would.
You.
Nah, good I would, for you. But I've got my issues with everybody. And I have my issues with Mr. Kennedy, in fairness. There are some things I like about him, there's some right. things I don't like
but
about
that's
him.
That's beside the point, right?
But that's now, beside
we're
the point.
We're trying to figure out if Aaron Rodgers is going to run with him.
You're right, but I just wanted to make that clear. If I have come to the conclusion that I think this is the best ticket for America, because
right.
there's another, the No Labels is going to put together their little ticket if they decide to run. I got to see. I don't know. Okay? Then I'd be all for it. Number two. Aaron Rodgers, there's no chance in hell he's doing this. No chance in hell. This is simply, Aaron has talked in the past about really admiring Robert Kennedy Jr. He's even endorsed him. Like, he did that. I think he publicly endorsed him. I think he's actually gone out and campaigned with him, if I'm not mistaken. So his connection to RFK Jr. is not new. And so I think what Aaron Rodgers is doing is showing the support for him by saying, dude, I love you, man. You got my vote. Screw those old men. I'm with you. And yeah, if you really considered me, I'd consider it. But I think at the end of the day, there's no way Aaron Rodgers is going to run for vice president.
I mean, how do you know that?
I'm making a prediction.
Because he feels to me like he wants to be outside the box. Like, he wants to be so different than anything that's ever come before him. I mean, I'm being honest here.
And
truthful about who he is. Or not truthful, but real to who he is. And, like, I think anybody who has a power, a voice like he has, wants to think of the ultimate way to impact the world. Like, his fear. And he thinks his fears is the world, or is the country.
Yeah.
So why would he not do this? If they're seriously interested, why would he not do this?
Can he play football while running for president?
I forget to play football.
No, because if I'm Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, and Woody Johnson, I'm making a phone call. In fact, if they haven't made a phone call to Aaron Rodgers, they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
They're being derelict in their duty. Like, you have to call your quarterback and say, hey, we heard about what's going on. Do you have interest? And if you did, what's your plan?
Maybe the Tyrod Taylor signing was because of that.
Well, we know.
I mean, seriously.
He's going to retire?
I don't know.
And he's
going
to run for vice president.
Right? Tyrod Taylor can be a starter.
Oh, is that what you're implying?
No, I'm not implying
Are you
implying
telling
anything.
Me that this Aaron Rodgers
is brand new news to me. It's eight minutes old. That's all we know. And I'm inquiring.
You haven't asked the really important question.
Which is?
If Aaron Rodgers did this, retired from the NFL and ran for vice president, would he be dead to me?
He would not.
I gotta see if I like this ticket.
No,
or
he
not.
Would not.
You're Captain America. You would appreciate that he's looking out for the best interest of the country.
Right, but you also have not had a full emotional tie to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the injury tied to him, but you didn't experience anything.
I think you know what? Sean's right. I think I fully support Aaron Rodgers. Not that I'm voting for him yet, but I think if he did it for love of country, I think he'd be the most, I got to admire that.
And just to think about the stroke and power he would have now that he's in the White House. He could fix it so the Jets could actually win the Super Bowl. You have a Jet in the White House.
Lizzie, here's the problem. And you know I know this about presidents. I also know about vice presidents. Let me tell you something. Other than Dick Cheney, they have no...
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Power. Okay. Do you think that Joe Biden back in the day, Kamala Harris now, Mike Pence, do you think any of them do
what MVPs did they win?
Evan, you're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thank you.
But unlike all of those other guys
than Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has a voice. I'm serious.
You think Aaron's walking into that Oval Office and saying, all right,
he's still probably going to be on Pat McAfee. I'm not kidding. Right? He has a voice. You will listen to what he says.
Oh, wow.
Even if he has no power.
I must commend Sean. When he broke that glass, or Loogie broke the glass, and Sean said, we have the most Evan breaking news story I've ever seen.
He was right.
You were spot on. I can't think of a more.
It was as if like story writers put together the perfect story for you to comment on.
So if you're just tuning in, there is a report coming from the New York Times and Tom Pelissero. I think it's from the New York Times. I don't think Tom Pelissero is reporting it. I think it's from the New York Times.
Right. I think Pelissero was in the bathroom reading the Times and went, wait a minute.
Right.
The New York Times is reporting that RFK Jr., who is running for president as an independent, and yes, he is the son of Bobby Kennedy. Okay, so he's RFK Jr.
Right.
He is
the
son.
Proper accreditation.
I didn't want to make that
it
clear.
It is to Rebecca Davis O'Brien.
Rebecca Davis O'Brien is reporting that Aaron Rodgers is considering joining the nephew of John F. Kennedy in his presidential bid and joining the ticket with RFK Jr. He has not turned him down. He is considering it. It is on the table for Aaron Rodgers to be a candidate for vice president of the United States.
This is news, breaking news as of 22 minutes ago.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And by the way, all kidding aside, probably doesn't end up there, but this is the inherent danger with putting your trust in Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Jeopardy, whether it's 90% retired in the darkness. Aaron Rodgers has other interests outside of football, and you never know when he can just walk away.
Oh, hold on a second. So he has other interests outside of football?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how dare him have interest in America?
No. I'm not criticizing him for that.
No, you are.
I'm just telling you.
How dare him have interest in our great country and thinking maybe he can make a difference?
Evan,
how dare he?
Bless
what a bastard. What a selfish bastard.
I hope he does. But last week, when we come on trusting him when he's saying 4 more years, and I laugh at you and you say, well, how could you not trust what he says? Because Aaron Rodgers is the ultimate flake where he'll go where the whistle blows.
The ultimate flake? Right. Being offered the vice presidency not being offered some job.
And by the way, he didn't lay put the Easter egg in there and be like, 4 more years, which would imply some political leaning. He said, 2 or 3, maybe 4 more years. Right, we kind of made it into political.
Yeah,
he didn't put it that
way. No, we made it political because he said 4 more years. The last thing I thought when he said that was, I'm just running for office. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Anyhow, what a Tuesday. I've got a headache. We still don't know about the future of Gerrit Cole. He got the MRI yesterday, and the Yankees will hopefully let us know in the next 24 to 36 hours. Aaron Judge won't swing a bat for a couple of days. Saquon Barkley is still mad that Giant fans, led by the great Tiki Barber, feel like he's dead to them because he decided to go to Philadelphia. The New York Jets added a backup quarterback, but maybe it's their starting quarterback because their starting quarterback may be running for office. Let's get back to your calls. Josh on Long Island. How are you, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. So after that, can Aaron still be the host of Jeopardy, or is that not part of the equation?
Now he's going to have like 4 jobs.
I feel like as vice president, you have time for something like that.
You do. You're right.
Josh, you're joking, but you're
right. They film them all at one time. Anyway, I had 2 quick points. One, I wanted to try to compare Cashman to Belichick in terms of, I happen to be a Cashman fan. I think he's done a lot of good things, but sometimes you just run your course and you say maybe it's time for a change. So just wanted to get your feedback on the thought of just the way Belichick kind of got moved on from, maybe it's time for Cashman. And then the CBS Sports Minute, can we do away with that? Can we make it like fan speed? Because every single one I hear, and I like the people, Nagy's great and Boomer's great, but like, I'm like, what are you saying? What is it that you're trying to tell us right now? Because it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, inside baseball, Josh, it used to be a minute. It used to be an
How long is it now?
An actual minute.
12 seconds?
It is now basically 22 seconds.
That's not too bad.
Right. And it's really hard to make a point in 22 seconds.
Yeah.
It is.
I got to be honest. And the only sports minute I ever hear, because I find myself always listening to the end of Boomer and Geo and the beginning of BT and Sal, like basically on cue. It's usually right as I'm taking a shower.
Yeah.
And I like listening to the radio when I'm in the shower. So during that like 9 minute time frame, I get the end of Boomer and Geo. I get the beginning of Sal and BT. And I always hear Boomer's minute at 9:59.
Right.
That is the only sports minute I ever hear.
Right.
The ones we played during the show. Right. I haven't heard one in years.
I'm often, so you get up and leave every break, but I'm often sitting in here and I hear Jim Rome's.
And what do you think of it? Are they good?
Yeah, I mean, but there's no opinion.
Yeah.
The sports minute is not, I mean, I guess it is kind of informative, but it also should be an opinion. I used to give opinions when I did sports.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
I would just. But they were a minute. When it became 30 seconds, it got really hard to fit an opinion in it.
That's why you're more of an adult than me. When I do the sports minutes, I just circle the wheel on a market I know it's going to play, and I decide I'm going to troll that fan base.
Oh, I like that.
That's smart.
Philly, Boston, Pittsburgh.
As far as the comparison of Brian Cashman and Bill Belichick, I don't even know how to jump into that. Yeah. Like, here's the problem with where we are with the Brian Cashman discussion. The Yankees made a decision to keep him. I think most of us were ready to say, hey, let's move on. It was a bad year. Start over.
Yep, new blood. Do something.
But they decide to keep him, and then he proceeds to have an offseason that I think most of us on different levels think were pretty good.
Of course.
You know, whether it's the Juan Soto trade, whether it's signing Marcus Stroman for the amount of money he did, whether it's bringing in Alex Verdugo. So it's just a weird time in the middle of March now to say, hey, get rid of him. I think that really happens again come September if the Yankees suck, which I don't think they're going to, despite the big injury concerns over the last 24 hours.
Well, it depends on if the injury concerns are real injury concerns or if they're as light as they're making it out to be.
We shall see. Ryan's in Edison. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Is this Evan and Tiki?
What up?
This is Evan and Tiki. We are here. Hello.
Oh, terrific. Hey, Tiki Barber, it is an honor to speak to you.
Thank you, Ryan.
And Evan, I like you as well. I love the beard. You look like Ulysses S. Grant.
That is true. That is true. Today I'm going gray. I'm going Grandma Gray. And yeah, I got a little Grant in me, minus the booze.
But my question is, I saw the offensive lineman that the Jets picked up from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
And I wonder if you guys could somehow fact check this.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure he led the Ravens offensive line in sacks allowed and in offensive holdings.
Oh, God.
I'm just wondering how that actually makes their offensive line better.
Well, I mentioned this earlier, Ryan. Whenever you add an offensive lineman from another team, our first reaction is to feel good about it because we didn't see them suck for our team. So what do I know about Simpson? I don't know anything other than John Simpson isn't Lakin Tomlinson.
Right.
And for us, that's a brief upgrade. Now, Tiki's got a job. He's going to go in the wormhole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, he's probably already starting to do it.
I am.
I'm not even looking over.
Right.
He's going to watch every freaking play John Simpson for the Ravens made last year.
Just the
so
bad
he
ones.
Can tell us if he sucks or not.
Just the bad ones. Two sacks he gave up, five quarterback hits. Now.
The whole season?
The whole season.
That's not bad.
Over 1,000 snaps.
Dude, that's not bad. That's good.
Hold on.
Lamar doesn't take sacks.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Exactly. It's Lamar Jackson. It's not someone statue standing behind
him. So you're really going to have to dive into
I'm going to have to dig into him.
All right.
I had them the first game of the season, but we didn't have them again, so I never watched him on tape.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. All right, tomorrow, pick a time. Want to go with 3:12?
3:12.
Tomorrow, 3:12. Set the clock, Loogie, as the executive producer of this fine program. Tiki Barber for about 2.5 minutes, about 2-3 minutes. We're not going to go too long. All right. He's going to get into the weeds and tell us if John Simpson's good or not. We're going to get the answer. Because the truth is, none of us knows. We saw that they added a guard for 2 years, $18 million. That's what we saw. We know he's not Lakin Tomlinson. That's what we know. But is he good or not? Tiki will dive in and do all the grunt work for us. We'll come back with more of your calls at 877-337-6666, including reaction to the shocking news. The New York Jets may lose their quarterback to a presidential run. Or at least being a part of a presidential run. Plus, for all the bad news, the New York Knicks have good news, and the New York Rangers have bad news. Aaron Rodgers is strongly considering accepting an invitation from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his running mate and running for vice president in 2024. And as it's marinated in my brain, I now have another strong opinion.
Which is, by the way, this is all confirmed by people who I know.
They're confirming this?
Yes. They talk to the campaign and they know.
I will say this.
They say yes. This is actually all true.
So he will say yes.
I don't know if he'll say yes.
If RFK Jr. formally says this is your job if you want it.
Which is being what is being reported by Rebecca Davis O'Brien is all true.
That he is being talked to RFK Jr. about accepting the invitation to be his running mate.
Yes.
I'll say this, okay? for the good of our country and for the good of the New York Jets. By August 1st, those polling numbers better be damn good. Because if they're not, don't waste your time. Okay? You only do this if you have a pathway to victory. This is not being a spoiler. This is not just giving America another choice, which I love, by the way.
Yep.
I love having choices. But if you see by the middle of October, middle of August, that you got no traction, you're polling at 7% nationally, but more than that, there's no viability to winning any state because you got to win a state. Now, does this make Wisconsin? Does it put it in play? Does all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers being on the ticket make Wisconsin normally a swing state?
Yeah.
Used to be in that blue wall. Does it all of a sudden turn a little purple?
There's a lot of states that are getting purpley. A lot of them. Even traditional red or blues.
That's
getting a lot of purpley right now.
If you can pull up into some of these states and make this thing viable, then you know what, Aaron? As a Jet fan, I give you my blessing.
But this is only till August, at which time he can still recover and start September 3rd or 4th,
that
whenever
is correct.
The season starts.
The other question is, and I think Loogie referred to this, if he accepts it and says, look, I got to focus on VP, and now he loses. When's the election this year? November 3rd, 4th, 5th, whatever the day is, that Tuesday.
Again, you should know this answer, not the rest.
I know it's Tuesday in November. Right. I don't have the calendar
but you should
in front
know
of
off the top of your head, not us.
All right, I apologize.
All right.
The day after you lose, all right, you go back to Jet Camp. Do you go back to, okay, I'm the guy now. Thank you to Rod for your time. I'm now taking over. Like, how the hell does this work?
No, I don't think you can do that.
I mean, you can't do this.
You're right.
If they're sitting at 500, you sure as hell could do it.
November 5th, by the way.
November 5th. Now, the NFL schedule hasn't come out yet, so we don't know, who's coming up after. But no, man, like, come on back. Oh. It didn't work out. I gave it my try for America. Now I'm back. I'm quarterbacking.
New York also chock full of Bills fans and Giant fans who would love nothing more than Aaron Rodgers not playing with the Jets this year. Maybe New York gets flipped for the first time ever. I mean, everything's in play. And by the way, like, would he come back? This isn't meant to be insulting. Take it as insulting. The Jets are the perfect sucker franchise that would tell Aaron Rodgers, go do what you got to do for September and October. We have Tyrod Taylor.
We'll be waiting for you.
Wait for you in November.
I apologize. I hate to be that guy. New York has voted outside of Democrats before. Like, have you heard of a guy named Ronald Reagan?
I found out he was an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor. He was also an ass kicker in elections.
Right.
New York was red both years.
Not really, dude. No. I was born in 87. I'm not going to pretend to be some kind of political savant. I don't know the history.
Well, you should know that Ronald Reagan carried New York. You don't know that? He carried every other freaking state against Mondale.
I never went back and looked because I wasn't interested.
All right.
I cared about Hostess snacks and football.
Well, the other thing we care about is baseball. As we sit here just 2.5 weeks away from opening day, every day at 5:30, we warm your cockles for baseball by hearing a random John Sterling home run call.
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
Pitch. Swung on. There it goes to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Nick Swisher homers into the left field seats to increase the Yankee lead. A long drive about 5 or 6 rows deep. Nick is Swisher-licious, and the Yankees take a 6-3 lead.
Every day, 5:30, your random John Sterling home run call of the day, and right before opening day, you'll hear the highly anticipated John Sterling grand finale. We can't say much about it because our bosses wouldn't be happy, but trust me, you don't want to miss a first in radio history, the John Sterling grand finale. Real quick before we get back to your calls, Knicks and Ranger news. Number one, OG Anunoby is back. Mm. He is playing tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers at Madison Square Garden. Tyrese Maxey is back for Philly as well. So great news for OG. We will see if there's any minutes restrictions on OG, but he's back in the lineup. Number two, I have said it since day one. I have proven to be right. This Mike Rempe, that's his name, right? Mike Rempe. This Mike Rempe is dirty.
Rempe.
We're dirty. And last night, that game against the Devils, a game the Rangers won. They got a big game tonight against Carolina. Rempe executed a dirty, dirty hit.
It's also Matt, by the way.
What did I call him?
Mike.
That's why I asked you. Is it Mike?
I just wanted you to sit there and flounder in your wrongs.
I apologize. Matt, he's been out of my memory for the last week. My apologies. Matt Rempe, Mr. Fighter, Mr. Tough Guy.
M. Rempe
has now been suspended 4 games by the NHL because they deem him dirty for that hit last night. Real quick, before we get back to your calls, a lot of people want to chime in on Tiki Barber versus Saquon Barkley and Aaron Rodgers giving up quarterbacking the Jets to run for vice president of the United States of America. What do you got to say now about your dirty Rempe?
I don't think he's dirty. I do think he should have been suspended. I think last night his intent was not to lead with the elbow, but he did lead with the elbow. I think he is a very uncoordinated, tall guy that still doesn't know how to play in the NHL with his body, and I think that's what led to that last night. That being said, you need to be taught a lesson and figure your stuff out. You can't be having elbows fly.
That one feels like an excuse.
It really is.
Right. Look, that I'm an excuse maker.
He came and put it out there.
Yeah, you know what, Tiki? You're dead to me.
Okay. Let's get back to your calls. John is calling from the great state of South Carolina. How are you, John?
What's up, John?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
I got to tell you, I am so ecstatic right now. After 24 hours of listening to Saquon and all this negative thing,
right.
Only Aaron Rodgers can turn the world and the country and New York on its head.
So true, John.
Super Bowl winning QB, VP. Let me ask you, Fox has the game this year. What does Burkhardt call him? Mr. Vice President or Aaron Rodgers? What's it going to be?
Well, what I'm dreaming in this whole scenario, and I inform my wife, because she and I are very much into politics.
Yes.
In fact, we had a bet the day of the election in 2020. And we're going to do this with you now, by the way.
Okay.
The day of the election, after we filled out our state bracket, we put all our predictions for the states.
Yep.
We predicted who's going to be the candidate in 4 years.
Okay.
And we had a top five list.
All right.
I did so amazingly well. I knew America really needed the most boring rematch in the history of American politics. My wife was a little out there. She had some predictions. So I quickly texted her. I said, what do you think of this Aaron Rodgers thing? I said,
just now, in this last
just break. Right now.
Okay.
I said, can he do both? Because that's my biggest concern. Right.
That's what, that was the question I ask of the people in the know that I know.
Well, have they answered it?
They have not. They said they'll find out tonight.
Okay, they're going to find out tonight. You better break that news to me immediately. Well, my wife says, can't happen. He can't do both. See, what America needs is a guy who can do both. A guy that shows our country I can multitask. I can quarterback the lousy New York Jets and run for VP at the same time.
Hopefully, if he's quarterbacking them, they're not lousy. Because think about it. If he's excelling and they're winning,
yes,
like, and he's the talk of New York, the talk of the NFL world.
You think it adds to the ticket?
It makes him more electable. Does it not? He's a winner.
So you're saying,
and I am a winner. You saw me against the Bills last weekend.
There's nothing I want more now than him to do both. Like, that's what I want now. If Bo Jackson can play both baseball and football, why can't Aaron Rodgers do both?
The fact of the matter is that everything that we just were talking about 36 minutes ago is fact.
Yes.
Right? This article is not like speculation.
No, it's out there.
It is actually happening.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is being I guess recruited.
He's being vetted.
Recruited / vetted, whatever, to be a VP candidate for Robert Kennedy Jr.
I do want to ask you a very serious question, and I want everybody to think about this answer. And please do your best to put the politics aside. I know that's tough to do right now. What if this story from the New York Times about Rodgers being, considered as a running mate, mm-hmm. came out about either of our main political candidates, that Joe Biden was considering replacing Kamala Harris with Aaron Rodgers, or that, probably more realistic,
right.
that Donald Trump was considering Aaron Rodgers as his running mate.
Wow.
Because forgetting the politics for one second, here's what we can all agree on. He could win. All of a sudden, like, Aaron Rodgers could be the vice president.
It would almost become a cheat code.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've found a way to slice through partisanship, right?
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, like, at least rhetorically.
Right.
Right? It's like, okay, hey, can we have a conversation? Sure. I'm not focused on what your agenda is. You're Aaron freaking Rodgers.
That's right.
Let's talk.
Oh, man.
I mean,
he has such a hardcore following.
He has
following.
Not said anything in it yet, has he?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, has he said anything?
He hasn't said anything. But I do believe that if he was with one of those two, I think he could sway a tight election. I really do.
I agree. You meaning the two major candidates.
In the two major candidates.
I 100%
just because,
agree.
Again, whatever you believe is fine. He has a hardcore following on big issues
right.
that if it's a tight enough election, could be the sway.
Interesting. Let's go to Scott in Northport. How you doing, Scott?
What's up, Scott?
Good. Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're
Real
good.
Quick, I didn't call about Aaron Rodgers, but there's no shot that Aaron Rodgers actually does this. It's all hype as usual.
He's sure?
owed like $50 million in 2025. Why would you ever do this?
Because he doesn't need the money, right? He's made, what, $300 million in his career? He's been playing forever, 17 seasons.
Right? Yeah, but, I mean, that's
so it's not about the money. I agree with you. Money is hard to turn down.
Yeah, especially but, $50 million.
Right, but well, the VP?
Yeah, but I think here's the reason why I agree with you, Scott.
Maybe
because
if you're president.
Right. Well, maybe.
As much as I love options, and I'm a big third-party, give-me-options kind of guy, he can't win. Like, jokes aside, he can't win.
He's not married to the right ticket.
Right. But I don't think it's about winning for him. And that's why I'm very curious.
Then
to
what's
see
the
if
end game on November 5th after you lose? What's the end game?
You've injected yourself into politics.
Okay.
Like, you are now a political persona. Like, you're known.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, oh, is Aaron Rodgers going to run? Oh, yeah. At some point, he's going to do something.
Right.
And clearly, we already know that he's thinking about this, because otherwise he wouldn't have had these conversations with RFK continually.
Yeah.
White, quote, pretty continuously are these conversations with RFK Jr. And
but I want to take it back to you, T.
Go ahead.
Can I be honest with you?
What's up?
Okay. As a lifelong Giants fan, I was always kind of like lukewarm on you. I mean, you know, I liked you, but what happened with this Saquon stuff took you to a completely different level. This was perfect. It was perfect. I want to run through like a couple points. You know, like he said from the beginning, I want to be a lifelong Giant. Right. I get it's a business or whatever.
Of course.
But, you know, I think by you saying it of all people really got him going, because you were the best Giant running back in the last like 20 years.
Right, but that's not and why he, I said it. I didn't say it.
No.
Because we played the same position. It was just, I feel as a Giant fan, and speaking for Giant fans, that's how they feel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that that's the way you said it. I'm just saying I think that's the way why he reacted so over the top.
I'm sure.
Because he never lived up to his own hype, and then you have the best running back in the last 20 years for the Giants. He never did anything compared to you. I think he's just jealous.
Dude, that's right. Basically what I said earlier, he was more blunt about it.
You were jealous?
You were the shadow he was trying to be. He gets drafted with all this hype. He wants to be the greatest running back in Giant history, and he didn't get there. No one thinks he did. He knows he didn't get there. So I think when we use the word jealous, maybe jealous isn't the right word, but I think that you were the shadow he was battling with, and he was never able to get out of that shadow. So, yeah, it's not that you did anything wrong. I think your existence and being better than him is what you did.
My bad.
I'm just saying, am I wrong? I think our last caller and I are on the same page with that.
I believe you are, Evan.
Right.
I believe you are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a toss-off comment.
What was a toss-off comment?
You're dead to me?
No, it wasn't.
I mean, you ask.
Hold on. In fairness,
it wasn't the crux of the conversation.
In fairness,
in fact, we didn't even post it as a show.
So right?
We didn't post it until it became viral.
The proper context to all of this for anyone who listens all the time is that on Thursday, when Sean wasn't here, we opened the program around the idea of Saquon going to Philly based on a report by Howard Eskin.
Right.
And
which, by the way, we had not heard. Saquon to Philly was not even close to being an issue.
That was the first time we had heard it.
Right.
And you and I, but more you, because who am I? I'm just a sports guy giving an opinion. You bring a credibility as a former Giant, warn Saquon Barkley about the decision. If you go to Philly, this is what happens.
Because it's Philly.
Because it's
not
Philly.
Not because you're taking money, not because the Giants don't want to offer you anything, not because they might want to move on from you. None of that.
No.
It's simply because it's Philly.
Right. You have the right to do it. You can do it.
Right.
They offer you the most money, give you the best chance to win and all that, but understand what comes with it. And one of your many warnings to Saquon Barkley is, if you do it, you're dead to me. You're dead to us. So the reason I asked you yesterday was because you warned him on Thursday. And you were like, yeah, I told you, Ev, on Thursday. You're dead to me. So if you really want to see a dead to me comment from Tiki, go back to Thursday's program. It was a little vociferous.
Right. That was more unscripted.
It was a warning. Look, it was a warning of this is what happens when you make this decision, and it's happened.
Rivalries matter, especially this one.
No question, even if players don't get it. Rob is calling from Jersey. You're on the fan, Rob.
What up, Rob?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're good.
Good.
Listen, it just occurred to me here. This is putting a positive spin on the last 24 hours here. You got all of a sudden Tiki. You're undeniably going to be immortal in Giants history here for a whole lot more years. Nobody has touched your record. But, Evan, you have got the ability here to be the fan of the team with the greatest curse in the history of all sports. this dwarfs anything about the Billy Goat with the Cubs or even the Babe Ruth curse that was with the Red Sox. Your quarterback could be elected vice president of the United States.
He's not going to get elected.
That's why you lose the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine that? You imagine, like, Aaron Rodgers, like, okay, I think I got it. Rodgers does both because he figures,
and he's
why
able
not?
To do it. He's able to do
he's
it.
He's able to do it. And then come November 5th, something happens that I've been dreaming about my entire life. As a political nerd, something crazy happens. You know what happens?
What's that?
Neither candidate gets to 270. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we have a crisis. It's not really a crisis. It's all set up in the Constitution that the election goes to the House. And the House comes together, Democrats and Republicans, and they say, look, we got two old men. They have no idea what's going on. We're going to come together. Sorry if that offended you. We are going to come together and bring unity to America. We're going to come together and elect the independent ticket to the presidency. And all of a sudden, RFK Jr. follows in his uncle's footsteps in what his father could have done, if not for some evil bastard who killed him,
mm-hmm.
and becomes president. And Aaron Rodgers becomes vice president. Now, during the transition, Aaron says, we're good. I can still do both.
Right.
But now January rolls around, and all of a sudden, there's a swearing-in that needs to occur. And Aaron Rodgers goes to Robert Saleh and says, look, I can play in all these playoff games, but I can't play in the Super Bowl and the AFC title game. It falls after I get sworn in. I can't do it. In fact, there's a little thing in the Constitution that says you cannot serve as president or vice president while simultaneously playing in a professional sporting event in which you get paid for.
That's not true.
It's very little known. So Aaron Rodgers leads the Jets to the AFC title game. And then because of this shocking election outcome, can't play
in the Super Bowl. And Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback for the New York Jets.
Could you imagine?
It's Super Bowl 59.
I'll tell you this right now. On every level known to man, every part of that discussion, I think I'd sign for it.
I think you're not factoring in one more important nugget.
Go ahead. Yeah, of course.
That is the inevitability that at some point during this run, Tyrod Taylor gets hurt. And your third string quarterback, a guy who was cut by the Giants in August because they have three other quarterbacks, Tommy DeVito, the Jersey kid, is quarterbacking the Jets to beat Patrick Mahomes in an AFC title game.
Oh, yes. Nice.
No, I like that. I'd sign for all that right now. Like everything I just described, I got my constitutional crisis, which I'm a huge fan of. I've got my team getting to the AFC title game.
I was the one that likes chaos on this show.
Oh, dude, I've been dreaming about 269 my entire life.
Me too.
You dirty bastard. You know what I mean? 269 electoral vote.
Right,
no.
I know it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You got to get to 270 to be president. If you don't, then it goes to the House. Look it up. Because guess what? On November 7th and 6th and 8th and 9th, that's all we'll be talking about. Let's go to James in West Islip. What's going on,
what
James?
What up, James?
What's going on, guys?
What up?
Yo.
I think you're missing how this could be the greatest thing in the world for the Jets.
All right, go ahead.
It would be an act of war for them to sack Aaron Rodgers. He would have the Secret Service on the field, plus the offensive line.
Right. Once you become an official candidate, don't you get protection?
So we could have like 30 linemen.
See, I didn't think of that, James. That's a great thought.
That is a good one.
Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn. Good afternoon, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. 2 points. One on this Aaron Rodgers thing. How could it even happen? I mean, he has no political, knowledge to say he could be a VP. He'd be worse than Kamala.
First of all, one thing I've learned is you don't need any damn political experience to run and win the presidency.
There was this big dump. Where did it come from?
I mean, that's your argument against Aaron Rodgers? Right. He doesn't have political experience?
Neither did Trump.
I mean, come on.
He has run a major organization, in a sense, on the field at least, as a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
That's what he's
won multiple MVPs, won a Super Bowl.
That's what he's going to run on.
He's very, seriously, it doesn't translate in your mind, but let me tell you why it does.
Yeah.
Do you think this is why David Bakhtiari hasn't signed with the Jets yet?
Yeah, because he's going to be the Secretary of the Treasury. That's why. Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
What up, Ozzy?
Yo, what has a better ring to it? Aaron Sale or Aaron Palin? He's never going to take that job because then all year round. He can't smoke Hiawatha or go in any dark
places. Well, I mean, if he's a VP, can't he do whatever he wants?
Yeah, why can't he do any of that stuff?
Smoke drugs?
Dude, do we even care what the VP does? I mean, seriously, do we know what Kamala or Mike Pence ever did? We have no idea. We don't care.
I don't know this question, Evan. Do presidents and vice presidents get drug tested?
No.
I'm being serious.
No, they do not.
Of course. So the Hiawatha thing is all good.
Yeah, so far you're 0 for 2, Ozzie. Right. He can do whatever the hell he wants as VP. He can't invade the country, VP, obviously.
They give new meaning to Mr., and nowadays Miss is irrelevant. But couple things. Saquon, he should have signed with the Cowboys and saved Kiki all this aggravation. But meanwhile, I'm losing people left and right and up and down, in division, out of division. It's banana land for me.
Right.
But can I give my 2 cents about the biggest controversy from yesterday?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Listen, man. The guy is skinny for 2 seconds. The guy is King Kong Bundy one day, and then he's Dr. Evil the next. And then he's fat-shaming Melissa McCarthy in the next breath. How does someone that was just fat a week ago fat-shame somebody?
It's a great point. Sean, would you like to defend yourself?
I never fat-shame Melissa McCarthy. Explain how.
You know, well, you said you wanted to whatever her as she bent over and did that and the other thing.
So how does that indicate she's
like
fat?
Intimating towards fat-shaming.
Fat!
You know what that is? That is bad fat karma.
Facts.
And before you know it, you might be back in that King Kong Bundy body, and Aaron Judge has a stomach issue, so your stomach fat karma is already catching up with you.
Oh, the karma. The karma, Sean. You got to watch out for that karma.
Yeah.
All right.
I just proved the problem with fat society.
Facts.
Everybody assumes when you talk about smelling a fart, it came from a fat person.
Facts.
And I've dealt with it my whole life. I've dealt with it every time I've done a sit-up in L.A. Fitness, and I'm tired of it.
All right. Thanks for that. Let's go to Adam in Oceanside. Hey, Adam.
What up, Adam?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. If I may, one Rodgers comment, one Saquon comment.
Go ahead.
Of course.
Maybe Rodgers' qualification is being one step away from the presidency. You know what they call the nuclear code briefcase, right?
What's that?
It's the football.
That's true.
The thing that they... Right, that's the thing that they carry around. And
that is true. He's got got familiarity with the football team. That's
interesting.
True. That is true. Yes.
Right. But on Saquon, I think the Giants are a better team. Even though I hate to see Saquon go, and Tiki, I don't know. And there is, by the way, one thing, Evan. There was a very prominent former FAN host who did sort of forecast Saquon to Philly like 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
It was spoken about. It was alluded to. So I don't know that it was so fresh just last Thursday from Howard Eskin.
Right. So who was it? Mike Francesa, Craig Carton, or Don
You
Ives?
Got it. Craig Carton.
It was Craig. Yeah. You know what the problem? Here's the truth about Craig. He never wanted to admit this. Secretly loves Philadelphia. Mm. I've always said that about him. Secretly loves it because he married into a Philly family.
Right.
Like, I get it. Like, his wife is a Philly fan. His daughter is a Philly fan. So I could see him secretly wanting all of that to happen.
Or having intel from people down in Philly.
That's true.
That we just don't have access to.
That is very, very true. Look, I think that two things can happen at the same time. I think that the New York Giants over the last 28 hours have had a good 28 hours.
I think Joe's been great to start.
I agree with you. And I say that as an IFO, you say it as a Giant legend. Like, Joe Shane showed some guts. He went out there and traded shockingly for one of the best defensive players out there. And he didn't even give up like a ransom.
Right. And then he paid him.
And then he paid him.
So he traded for him and paid him. So he's happy. He's content. He's going to come bust his ass for the New York Giants all on the other side of Kayvon Thibodeau.
No doubt.
It's amazing. I mean, it's been amazing. Two offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Whether or not they turn out to be fantastic or not, but two offensive, in theory, upgrades, and then a running back to replace Saquon Barkley.
And they've just indeed added a safety to replace Xavier McKinney. Want to break the glass for that one or just tell us?
Jalen Mills has been signed to a one-year $950,000 deal.
You know what? For Philly fans, they're dead to him because he played for the Eagles for a bunch of years. He was on the Patriots recently.
And dyed his hair green his whole time with the Eagles.
Nice. Oh, really? So what's he gonna? Is he going to go blue?
Yeah, I've heard he's going to report to your office and take your blue dye.
Dude, I got the blue dye ready to go for Jalen.
Yours isn't permanent, though.
No. Mine washes out every single night. Today I'm doing the gray beard. Yesterday I did the red and blue beard that got a lot of attention nationally. And I don't know what tomorrow holds, but yeah, I've been good at this. What is it, 7 days in a row now? 7 shows in a row with different colors?
Correct. Only 14 more to go.
It's 14 more to go.
Eight more to go.
Yeah, I'm halfway through. My halfway point is actually tomorrow.
I thought it was 4 weeks.
No, 4 weeks.
3 weeks.
I got to tell you, I already think I made a mistake agreeing to 3 weeks. I think 2 weeks would have been fine.
No, Evan, you made a mistake when you thought that somebody's face on a Jumbotron meant he was signing soon. Yes. That's when you made the mistake.
Look, I may have made the mistake thinking Pete was going to sign after he showed up at Madison Square Garden. But remember, a lot of this is loyalty to Pete Alonso. Mm. A lot of it is, hey, I won't do this until you do that.
I love being a Met.
He loves being a Met. Mm-hmm. By the way, there is some breaking Met rumors. Can't say breaking Met news. A breaking Met rumor.
Did Pete Alonso tell you this?
It is not from Pete Alonso. Okay. It is from John Heyman, who is getting his information from Scott Boras. Scott Boras has confirmed to John Heyman that the New York Mets have re-engaged with his client, J.D. Martinez.
Oh, interesting.
On potentially joining the Mets as a right-handed bat.
Makes sense.
It does, man. Look, I said this to you for months. I wanted a bat. Right. I wanted one more stick. And I think one more stick makes a big difference. I do. I think the complexion of this lineup is very different. You can still see what Vientos is and still see what Beatty is and still see what the quote-unquote kids are, but also giving yourself a really sturdy right-handed bat in the middle of that lineup.
You have the older news. You don't even have the newer one.
What's the new news?
From John Heyman. The Mets are among the teams that have reached out to an old friend, J.D. Davis. He'd help his former team in Queens.
I have no interest in J.D. Davis. That is a waste of time. I don't want J.D. Davis. That can't even be true. Like, why the hell do you want J.D. Davis?
Just telling you, it's the most recent Heyman report.
Okay. Well, I said this on the Rico the other night. I will say this on WFAN today since you brought this up. There should be no interest in J.D. Davis. Okay. He can't hit a fastball. Mm-hmm. He's not very good. And if you're going to take the quote-unquote playing time away from a kid, you do it for someone who's worth it. Right. You don't do it for a 31-year-old J.D. Davis who's average at best. Remember, the whole reason this team traded for Darren Ruff and Daniel Vogelbach was because J.D. Davis and Dom Smith sucked. Now, 2 years later, you're going to bring him back? And the Giants did him dirty, too, by the way. I don't know if you saw how that was handled.
Oh, with Matt?
No, with J.D. Davis.
I know, by bringing in...
Apparently there's a thing in the CBA where, as a player, you should be really pissed about
a loophole.
This.
I don't know this one.
There's a loophole in the CBA that when you take a by SNY, you'll have to tune into the radio to hear the loophole. But maybe they'll talk about it on Baseball Night in New York. I could be wrong. Sal's probably aware of this. There's a loophole in the CBA that if you take a player to arbitration, you could actually void the contract.
What?
Yeah. Hold on, I think I got this right.
Right.
Let me look this up again. Basically, they were
If he has a contract.
Yes.
And you go into arbitration and you can't solve it, then you just void it.
Yeah, something.
And he becomes free.
J.D. Davis was released by the Giants after their arbitration hearing. And apparently there's a loophole. I'm going to read the exact details because I'm probably getting parts of it wrong. Third baseman in the J.D. Davis was released by the Giants on Monday after beating the team last month in salary arbitration. He will get just over $1.1 million in termination pay rather than a $6.9 million salary.
But he can also then go sign with someone else.
Yeah, he go sign with someone else. But the Giants lost arbitration to J.D. Davis for $6.9 million. They release him, and all they've got to do is give him one-fifth of it, basically. Under baseball CBA... negotiated contracts for arbitration-eligible players are guaranteed, while salaries decided by an arbitration panel are not. Okay? So if you negotiate a contract with someone who's arbitration-eligible, let's say the Giants and I got this now, I apologize. The Giants and J.D. Davis agree before going to arbitration.
Right.
It's a fully guaranteed deal. That's it. It's over. If it's decided by the actual panel because it went to a hearing, it's no longer fully guaranteed. So I'm laughing. But how effed up is this?
That is...
So the Giants...
Why haven't other teams used that?
Because they're not douches like the Giants.
Wow.
And the opportunity to get Matt Chapman. I'm sure it's like a happy miracle.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.